Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner that has a product, service, or message that you truly believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look at real-world networking and marketing tactics while leveraging LinkedIn to get what you have in front of many more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and let's get started. Hey, everybody, welcome back to another dual episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple and the Entrepreneur Rescue Mission. This is Scott Aaron.
And Nancy.
Aaron.
Evans Aaron, yes.
So, first and foremost, we're excited about today's episode. Before we get into that, just wanted to let everybody know that we are officially 15 days away from the release of our first co-authored book called The Feel Good Business Model. This is something that we are going to be talk about this in future episodes. So next Monday, definitely look for our episode to drop, because we're going to kind of give you the behind the scenes of what it actually took us to write this book in, no lie, 36 days. So the fact of the matter is that this book is a 7-year compilation of everything that Nancy and I had to go through to get to where we are today in having the feel good business that we do. High profit, low overhead, high revenue, low stress, and a lot of fun. And the fact of the matter is that there is a system to this, and there is a method to the madness, and you're going to learn this in our book. So if you would like to get on the early bird wait list to get discounted pricing when the book drops on March 26th, that is 2 weeks from tomorrow, there's going to be discounted pricing all that week. So from Tuesday to Sunday, you'll be able to download the Kindle version for only 99 cents, and you'll be able to download the paper or buy the paperback for $3.99. The typical price is going to be $18.99, so we're taking $15 off that whole week. So jump on there. Also, as you purchase the book, whether it's the Kindle or the paperback, make sure you snap a screenshot of your purchase. And if you post it on social media and tag us, leave an honest rating and review, you will have the opportunity to win some great prizes from us. We're going to be handing out gift cards, access to programs, and other great stuff. So stay tuned for that. There's going to be a link in the description of this episode where you can sign up on the wait list, and we will be emailing you communication leading up to the release of the book on the 26th. Plus, you'll have access to a private Facebook group that is for the people that are on the wait list. So you'll be able to communicate with those people. And obviously, that's where we're going to be announcing the prizes. So make sure you check the description of this episode so we can obviously get you on the wait list and support us in the launch of our first co-authored book called The Feel Good Business Model. So today we're going to talk about, this is kind of maybe strange to some, but three of the most common business models. Now, there are a lot of business models. So there's brick and mortar, blah, blah, blah. We're going to be talking about specifically things more in the online space. So for those that don't know, and there's many of you that do know, Nancy and I work with a lot of coaches, consultants, and service-based professionals that are looking to grow their business in the online space. So we want to really get a hyper-focused on the three most common models, what they consist of, what is entailed in those businesses, and what may be a good fit for you. And we're going to give you some tips around all of these and the types of them. So number one, are product-based businesses. So Nance, let's talk about the first model first.
Like, oh my God, can I talk? it's so funny.
Don't forget, there was an episode that we did a few weeks ago where I had to remind the audience that I was actually still there, because you spoke for 22 minutes straight. So they forgot I was even there.
Yeah, no, it's so funny. So you're writing this book, and oh my gosh, you guys need to check out this next episode that we're going to do next week. Yeah, which is going to be fantastic. It's all the behind the scenes, because we learned a lot about each other, you know, in a great way. And then obviously, you know, in a way that we really, identified how we work best together and everything. So it's so fun. But anyway, can't wait for you guys to hear that. So anyway, talking about, right, you know, the different types of businesses that you can start, you know, one thing that we're really big and we lean into, right, in the Feel Good Business Model book, you know, that we share, is it's important to really build businesses and focus on businesses that give you a high margin, right? A high rate of return, meaning you're going to make more money and have less expenses, right? That feels good. And obviously those types of businesses are businesses that you can kind of pivot a lot quicker. You can kind of jump in and you can bob and weave. And in a world where technology and software and everything is moving at the speed of light, I mean, it's crazy. You know, moving at the speed of light, I think it's so important, right, to think about that whenever you're choosing a business to grow or to start. So for any entrepreneurs or any business owners who are out there right now and are thinking about maybe branching out or starting some different things in your business, we're going to go through each of them and then share our take on, you know, what we think about each different type of business. Okay. So the first one that we're diving into, like Scott said, is going to be product-based businesses. Okay. So these are businesses that are, you know, e-commerce, subscription boxes, could be handmade crafts, drop shipping, pretty much any goods that you
affiliate sell. Marketing, it's, network marketing, that kind of stuff.
Got it. Right. So it's, you sell a product. Okay. So, you know, the big thing is in this space, in order to really crush it, okay, you have to spend money. Okay. So there's a lot of money usually spent up front to not only obviously choose or purchase the products. Okay. There's two different models. Obviously with drop shipping, you don't purchase stuff right out of the gate. You know, you obviously sell it as people buy it, but you need to pick products that are really good, that you know what people are going to really want. So there's a lot of research, time and energy and effort that goes into that. Okay. Now, the other thing that you have to do is if you are working with a wholesaler or someone to make these goods, okay, you've got to find a wholesaler that works for you, that does high quality work. And then obviously you want to find a wholesaler that isn't too expensive so that you can charge, right, a good rate and your products aren't going to be ridiculously expensive, right? And then the other thing is too, is it's huge and probably one of the hardest parts of product-based businesses is the marketing, right? There's a lot of money and people don't think about this, but there's a ton of money, time and effort that goes into getting the marketing and getting it out there for people. Okay. And a lot of time this costs a lot of money. You got to do a lot of brand building. You've got to do a lot of ads, lots of stuff, right? That goes into product-based businesses. Okay. And there's lots of different ways to do it. But that's just kind of some of the overviews. Now, I have my thoughts on this. Scott, if you want to share yours first, and then I'll kind of share my thoughts about product-based businesses.
Yeah, so I mean, I come from the world of network marketing, which is a product-based business model. That could be physical products like health and wellness products. It could be financial products. There's a lot of people that do like insurance. But here's the thing. What people need to understand is that model, I don't want to say that it's flawed, but the rate of return is very low, meaning you are selling another company's product and you are making a very small percentage of the sale of that product. And just to give you an example, the company that I used to be partnered with, if I was to sell a package that was around $375, I would make a $25 commission off of that, which is under 10%. That is around 7.5%. So that means the company is actually making around 93.5%. And so it's a very, very low margin. So, and we all know the network marketing model. If it's more straight lined where you're just selling the products and you're doing just yourself to consumers, you're going to make a little bit of money because it's based on a very low commission. On the other side of that, when you're linking yourself in a network marketing company where it's product based, you are then encouraged to build a team, which is a whole separate conversation, because now not only are you responsible for selling the product yourself, but you're then responsible for teaching other people how to sell the product, build a team, and so on and so on. So I made that work very well. Nancy was like astonished and shocked how well I did, because it's one of the most challenging business models to maximize, because there's such a low barrier of entry. The market gets saturated very quickly, but you really can't scale that because you're not really in control of it, because you're partnered with a company who is basically heading up the operation. So before you think about, you know, maybe getting into a product-based business, whether it's an affiliate or whatever it is, you have to understand that when you break down that product-based business from a network marketing aspect, you're a sales rep. It's just like you partnering with a pharmaceutical sales company, right? You're selling a pharmaceutical product to a doctor. Medical device sales, same thing. My sister is one of the top advertising sales reps in the country. She works for Hibu, which they do marketing plans. They do SEO. They do online advertising, website stuff. They used to be Yellow Pages. So again, you're making a portion and you are a sales rep. So we want to be very clear as far as the business models that take a lot to go. Nancy had a friend in a mastermind that she was in that sold a physical product. She sold cookie boxes and it was a subscription-based cookie box. So people do stuff like that. But the fact of the matter is that you have to look at your margins. You have to look at the scalability of what it's going to be. And if there's too much on the front and back end of what you're looking to do, it's going to cut into your margins, which means revenues are going to be lower than you would like.
Yeah. And so, you know, to share my take, because, you know, I've always had this, I don't know, like urge to have a product-based business. Like, you know, I like to sell stuff. Kind of started whenever I was younger. I started selling Beanie Babies, you know, and collectible items and things like that. So this has always interested me. But there's many different ways, obviously, that you can go about this, whether it be, you know, again, like Scott said, the network marketing route, or, you know, you create your own products, or you even do drop shipping. So with everything that goes into it, right? I mean, again, nowadays you can do anything. I mean, you can even drop ship plants now. You could start your own like website and like promote it. There's still, you got to think about all the things that go into it. Ideally, right? Like it sounds, you know, really amazing to say, oh, I can set up a shop and I can sell party supplies. I can do whatever. But again, just think about all the money and effort and your time that it's going to take to really start promoting it and getting it out there. So you need to have a large marketing budget. So yeah, you know, again, you have to have a good marketing budget in order to really get it off, you know, the ground. So let's talk about our second, right, type of businesses, you know, obviously online that are very common, and that is going to be the agency type model. So obviously this one's near and dear to our heart, right? Because we have our agency, BYOB Agency, which stands for Build Your Online Brand. You know, some examples, other examples, right? You know, we do social media content repurposing and posting for, you know, all different types of people, coaches, consultants, health insurance brokers. But, you know, there's graphic design agencies, there's marketing agencies, there's virtual assistant agencies, there's really all different kinds of agencies. But these are obviously, you know, businesses that offer services, right, to help people. So, you know, there's all different ways that you can go with it. Now, the more you do in your own agency, the higher your margin's going to be, right? When things start to get a little bit more expensive and obviously your margins go down is whenever you start hiring a team that you have to pay out, right? Because they complete the work. But in turn, it does allow you to scale, okay? So then obviously you can take on more clients, you take on more team, and so on and so forth. So my biggest tip there, I really do love the agency model, but there are a lot of right ways and there are a lot of wrong ways to do it. So the ways to do it that are really helpful for high margin and kind of keeping that high margin up there is number one, you got to create processes, right? You got to create processes to streamline things. You know, anytime you can automate any part of the process, right? So it's spending less time doing something. You know, if you find yourself doing repetitive services or different little pieces that, again, you can just make really streamlined, that's going to help you, obviously, you know, increase that margin. The other thing, too, is you want to think about focusing on reoccurring revenue. Okay. You don't want to just do, hey, hire me for this. And then every month you're just trying to find another client, right? You know, you're doing a lot of marketing and outreach. So try to create services that are recurring, right? Could be a package. It could be a retainer. You know, we have monthly content creation and repurposing services. So people hire us, you know, on an ongoing basis and we get paid monthly, right? So think about those types of things whenever you're doing an agency model. Already talked about systems. Focus on delivering results, right? You got to be able to deliver results. Obviously, that's how you get more clients. And then the biggest, probably the most important thing and the important tip that I will give you is you must niche down, okay? If you're an agency that helps everyone, It just causes more frustration, I promise, for you. And it actually helps you be less effective, okay? Because when you don't niche down and you're trying to help everyone, you got to figure things out for all different types of people. You know, just to give you an example, there was an author of a book. In fact, it's one of my favorite books. I don't know the exact title. I don't have it up here, but it's something like the Million Dollar Agency or something like that. Again, I'll update the link if I think about it. Yeah, it's something like that. But he talks about in it, you know, he was an SEO agency where he worked with all different types of clients and he was doing okay. But it wasn't until he actually niched down and he focused on a market segment that he was so excited to work with, that he could specialize, that he could do slam dunk work for. And that was the HVAC, right? So heating and cooling and, you know, heaters and whatever. So he really honed in on working with HVAC companies. And whenever he really honed in and he started working with HVAC companies, everything became easier. And his business became way more profitable because he was specialized in helping HVAC companies. He knew exactly all the different keywords and SEO. So again, a lot of that work up front was already done. And then number two, he could deliver better results for these people because he was so specialized in that area. So again, super, super important that you niche down. It was also easier for him to find clients, right? When you know exactly who you're looking for, those things become easier. So remember to niche, niche, niche whenever you have an agency type of business. Scott, any thoughts?
No. The third business is the coaching and consulting based business. This is my favorite model just because I've been doing this now for 25 years. Obviously, I started in the health and wellness coaching, doing personal training, nutritional counseling, and then obviously doing more high level coaching and consulting with, you know, doing LinkedIn stuff. But obviously now what we do with our mastermind expert authority. And I would say the main reasons why I love the coaching and consulting business model the most is because of the profit margins. When you are running an agency, and Nancy would be, you know, very transparent about this, now that we have a whole team behind us helping us run the agency, you know, there is now a split in the profit margins because part of the profit goes to the agency and part of the profit goes to the team to pay them. So we're able to grow and scale. Same thing with a product-based business. There is a lot of back-end expenses that go along with that, with the marketing, the branding, the sales, all that stuff. But when you're selling coaching, and this is what we love teaching people, is if they have a one-on-one coaching consulting practice, if they have group coaching, if they have a mastermind, the profit margins are so good because it's almost 100% revenue. So when I would sell my LinkedIn coaching and someone would hire me, it was me doing the coaching. So it was a 100% profit margin. Now, as you grow in scale and giving using our group coaching mastermind expert authority as an example, yes, there are still high profit margins, anywhere between 70 to 80%, because now we have some team on the back end to help us run the mastermind. We also send out welcome packages to the members so that there's a little bit of cost in that. We make donations to a nonprofit that we partnered with. So that's obviously going to cut into the profits. But in the very beginning, if you were just doing a bunch of one-on-one coaching, you're going to have 100% profit. So let me just give you an example. If you had a $10,000 coaching package, as an example, and you wanted to make $100,000 a year coaching, you would only have to close 10 clients a year. That's not even a client a month. So it's easy to have that predictable income in the sense that if you want to make $200,000, you would have to close 20 $10,000 clients and so on and so on. So I love that coaching and consulting model because it's easy to scale, because then that ladder of value that we talk about, right? So you can go from having the high level coaching to a mid-tier group coaching to a low-end membership. So you have a place to shuttle all those people into depending upon what they can or cannot afford. So that's what I love most about the coaching consulting business model.
Yeah, and of course, time, energy, and effort's going to go into obviously getting clients, and getting that going. And then obviously some additional expenses might be, software or tools that you set up. But again, just like I had mentioned with the agency model, the more streamlined and the more, you really get kind of a foundational structure, and a framework in place, the easier it's going to be in the long run. So a couple tips if you are looking at doing like a coaching and consulting business, Yeah, coaching consulting business is, number one, it's going to be really important that you build your personal brand. Okay. Again, everything that Scott and I teach, from our mastermind to even the Feel Good business model, it's really foundationally at the heart of all of it is building your personal brand, right? It's getting yourself out there in a way where people understand who you help, what you do, what you're all about, why they would want to work with you. And really, the way to do that is to really make sure that your communication, your message, you're very clear. Okay. So again, big tip there, get clear. I said it before with agency, make sure you niche down. Okay. You don't want to be a coach or a consultant that helps everyone, right? Think about the different phases that people are in. If you're a business coach, for example, and you start out working with everyone, you're probably not going to be really effective at helping every single size business. So if you're more better suited to actually help maybe smaller businesses that are just getting started, make sure you communicate that, right? You're not helping multi-million dollar businesses grow and scale. You're helping little baby guys, right, get started.
Also say this, do not coach something that you don't know yourself.
Yes.
So let me
Yeah.
just to be clear, it is beyond easy to start a coaching practice, like literally. Like I didn't have a website. I didn't even like
When you first got
when I
started,
first got started, I didn't have a website, but obviously, that's all changed, but it's so easy to start one. I started coaching people around something that I knew. I never intended to coach and train on LinkedIn, but I was getting results for myself. People found out that I was getting results and they're like, "Can you get me those too?" And I said, "Sure, I'll teach you." Don't teach something that you haven't done and succeeded yourself first. Like, I can't tell you how many people fall flat on their face and they charge all this money, but yet they're teaching how to do like ad copy or Facebook ads, and they've never run successful ads themselves, or they're teaching some sort of social media platform,
Mindset,
or
like money
growing a
mindset.
Facebook group to 45,000 people in 30 days and then turning that into $500,000 when they've never done it themselves. Like, don't put yourself into those categories. Only teach what you know. And that comes through repetition, it comes through consistency, but more importantly, get the results first yourself before you start sharing them with others. Now, I will also say, alongside of that, a conversation that Nancy and I always have. And I always ask her, I said, "Nance, what about those people that go out and get a coaching certification through someone else's program? Like they maybe they got a money mindset coaching certification, but they have a really poor money mindset." You have to be aligned in what you're teaching. You have to teach and coach yourself, get yourself results first before you can then bring it to the market and start charging for what you're doing.
Well, here's the thing that it really comes down to is, you should be coaching or consulting on things that you, like Scott said, right? You're skilled in, you're confident in. When you're not, meaning, right? Maybe you do have a poor money mindset and you go out there and you try to, pick up clients and you're struggling and yet you're trying to help them. The problem is people can smell that insecurity from a mile away. So if you're not even secure in yourself and you're feeling like an imposter syndrome, all that stuff, and quite honestly,
So
right, you are kind of an imposter, right? Because you're not, skilled in that area. That's the thing I want you guys to really reevaluate. I see it all the time where coaches and consultants get all excited and they're like, "Oh my gosh, well, I was helped with this one thing, and now I'm a little bit better at it, and I want to help everybody else." So again, make sure that you are skilled, do the work to be knowledgeable, know your stuff, and make sure that you can deliver results. So we're going to wrap this all up in a pretty little bow, guys, because, again, obviously, we're very passionate about helping coaches, consultants, service-based business professionals, service-based business professionals. That's what our book is all about, okay? Feel Good Business Model. It comes out March 26th. We are so incredibly excited. And really, we wanted to put the framework, right, around what it actually takes. It's so funny. So for anyone watching video, it keeps going thumbs up, like left and right. It's really funny. That's why I'm giggling. But anyway, the whole point is, right, the feel-good business model, right, should feel good. It doesn't always feel good right at the gate and as you're building it. But I promise you, right, it is possible to build a business that feels good, that, you know, you have the fun, the freedom, and the flexibility in your schedule really to create any kind of design you want, right? So it is possible. And we really share it with all of you guys in the book. Can't wait for you to check it out. Again, March 26th, the book is officially available, but you can sign up for the wait list, Scott.
Yeah. So remember, we went over three different models: the product-based business model, the agency business model, and the coaching consulting business model. Really do your research, see what feels best to you. But again, in this book, The Feel Good Business Model, we're going to teach you exactly how we've grown and scaled our business over the last 7 years, how we're only working 3 days a week. So get on the wait list. The book drops March 26th. There's discounted pricing all that week. So stay tuned. Next Monday, we're going to be dropping a behind the scenes episode of how we actually wrote this book from start to finish, top to bottom, left to right, in 36 days. Woo-hoo. And we're going to talk about all the ups, downs, the wall kicking moments, but we got the job done and we cannot wait for you guys to have this book in your hands. So sign up for the wait list and we'll talk to you next time. Love and gratitude. Hope you enjoyed it and we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for checking out today's episode. If you could, please support this podcast by hopping over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any place that you're listening to this. Leave us a rating and review. Let us know what you loved most and what you would like to hear more of. But also, if you would like to learn how to take your business to the next level, whether it's using LinkedIn or working directly with myself and Nancy in our intimate group coaching programs, you can head over to www.thetimetogrow.com or scottaron.net to learn more. Thank you again for your support, love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.